You're listening to part two of the Wildcat Sports Report pregame podcast. 3-2 USC versus 3-1 Arizona. A Thursday night game in the Coliseum. And again, an interesting one, as we talked about in part one, the Lane Kiffin firing, really the dominant story in this one. And that one, I think, is a move that goes for the Trojans. I think they'll be motivated, and I think the move is good. Hey, before we continue, I'd like to thank our sponsors, UnbreakableGear.com, Unbreakable Gear for Unbreakable Athletes, Wildcat Tax and Accounting. Let a real Wildcat fan handle all your financial needs, including tax season, which is cutting here closer than you would think. Give Blake a call or an email at Wildcat Tax and Accounting. So going on to USC, the Trojans, led by Cody Kessler, the quarterback, who has had his ups and downs. Statistically looks solid, throwing for 800 yards, only 200 and something a game. Six touchdowns, four interceptions, but he hasn't been dominant. And there have been times he has struggled to move the offense. This is an offense that, in really three of the four games, hasn't looked great. I know they ended up putting 30 on Hawaii, but it took them a while to get going. Only scored 7 against Washington State, only 17 against the pesky Utah State team. Last week, though, they put up 41. One of their best showings offensively, but they were also playing from behind. They're airing it out. The strength of the team and of the offense really seems to be that running game. Trey Madden has been a reliable runner. 5.5 yards a carry, almost 600 yards on the young season. Justin Davis, kind of the secondary runner, chipping about 300 yards, but doing it about 7.5 yard clip, and has 5 touchdowns on the season. In fact, they've rushed for 10, 8 from Madden and Davis. And then the big news, of course, is the return of Silas Red, the Penn State transfer, who many thought was going to catapult USC last year into the national championship picture. That didn't happen, but he's a good runner. He gives him another option if he is really full go, which he claims he is, and it's just yet another piece of the running game that Arizona has to stop. Conversely, it looks like Marquise Lee will be out. All indications are that Lee will not play or at least be limited in the game. And if anyone remembers the game last year in Tucson, Lee just had one of the greatest football games in the history of college football, certainly as a receiver, shattering Pac-12 marks and really almost having as good a game as he's had a season to date. He's been banged up all year, but only 30 catches for 385 yards and just one score, which is maybe the bigger surprise. It's actually been Madden, who has scored 3 times in the air from the running back position. Without Lee, this isn't a very low team. They have Nelson Aguilar, they have Xavier Grimble, and then no one else who's caught, again, other than you, Madden, the running back, who has caught a lot of passes. In many ways, they resemble an Arizona team that also doesn't have a whole lot of experience or guys who have put up numbers at the wide receiver position. The game plan looks simple from the outside. It's put pressure on Cody Kessler, force USC to go to the running game, force them to get out of running. Make them pass on, make them face me third and longs if you can. You'd expect to see 8 in the box. Now, that can be a challenge for Arizona's defense. With that 3-3-5, that means you're playing some DBs and where you would normally have a linebacker. Obviously, you can move the safety up, which you have to do to put 8 in the box anyways. But I would look for Arizona to use some of their bigger safeties. Arizona may have to go with an additional linebacker look because you really do want to put this game on the arm of Cody Kessler. Arizona dinged up, for the most part, healthy, but dinged up at a key position. Jake Fisher may or may not play, and if he does play, he won't be 100%. That's really nothing for Fisher, though. He's a guy who, a bit undersized, the senior linebacker, played most of last year injured. Actually got hurt in the second half of the Stanford game with what was a kind of an underreported injury, but played most of the year with one of his arms really dinged up at the shoulder. And it will come in again. If he does play, he won't be 100%. That's going to put a lot of pressure on Marquise Flowers. Flowers, who is the only guy on this Arizona roster who had a firm USC offer, who was actually actively recruited by USC, the former All-American, came to Arizona as a safety, moved to linebacker last year, and has been very good. It also means you're going to see more of the young linebacking core, although Hank Hobson might be the natural position-wise player to move up and start for Fisher. Expect to see a lot of the young guys, the freshmen and sophomore, freshman Scooby Wright, Derek Turi-Turi. You could see more from Keone Bushlu and the like, as they could go very young, which they have to do anyways, at that linebacking position. But they got to get run support from the linebackers. They got to get run support from their bigger safeties, from that from Tremaine Bondurant and from the undersized Jared Tevis. And if they don't, and if they allow USC, who averages a decent 4.5 yards per rush, if they actually allow them in that neighborhood, 4 or 5 yards, that really takes the pressure off of Kessler, who has yet to really make the plays in a game needed to win. He was good enough down the stretch against Utah State, but has yet to, you know, did not make the plays against Washington State, did not make enough plays against Arizona State to stay in that game. And Arizona obviously wants to force him to throw and then need to put pressure on him. And that's something they haven't done very well all year, is put pressure on the quarterback. They're better. With that 3-3-5 alignment, you don't need a whole lot of pass rushing out of your line. You're going to get it out of the linebackers. You're going to get it out of blitzes, safety blitzes, corner blitzes, some unusual blitzes. And I think with 10 days to prepare, they're going to put some new wrinkles there. They're going to do some things to try to confuse Kessler, to kind of make him make those bad throws, which he occasionally can get caught up in. Arizona has been very good at forcing turnovers, scoring in two of the early games. Tremaine Bondurant, one of the interception leaders in the country. Marquise Flowers making some big plays. So this is a team that can turn over the ball, at least against bad teams. Now, can they do it against USC? Can they force Kessler and confuse him and make him make bad mistakes? They're going to need it. They're going to need to probably be a plus one or plus two in the turnovers to steal this game away from USC. If they allowed Kessler to remain comfortable, if they allow the running game to get going, then USC is probably going to be able to score enough to make Arizona feel uncomfortable and force them into things they do not want to do. This is going to wrap up part two of the Wildcat Sports Report pregame podcast. We'll return with part three, where we'll look at the Arizona offense, the USC defense, and a whole lot more. Stay tuned for part three right after this.